Well, good morning. It's good to be back again. Been a while, seems like. It's always nice to come home, always nice to be around, and I'm happy to see everyone here. You know, it seems like a lot of what we deal with on a daily basis is trying to secure things. You know, we have locks on doors, we have passwords on our phones, we have passwords for this and passwords for that, and we're having to change those, and we're having to do all this for security reasons. You know, there's always somebody trying to find a better lock, a better secure vault, a better this and a better that, better security measures. Well, this morning I hope and pray that the Lord be my helper, that we could talk about the most secure place to be. In Christ. In Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Let's break that down a little bit. According as he. Who is he? God the Father. According as God the Father had chosen us, he chose a people before the very foundation of the world. And in Romans chapter 8, we hear about that foreknowledge, for those that he foreknew. That foreknowledge, that intimate knowledge, his love was cast upon a certain people. And brethren and sisters, when you love something or when you love someone, you want them to be safe. You want them to be secure. God loved his people, his chosen people, his elect family. He loved them so much that he put them in the very best he had. In Christ. According as God the Father had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So he chose us in him, Jesus Christ, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. He loved a people. His love was set upon them before the very foundation of this world. Too often times I hear people say, well, I can't believe that. Because that's just a certain people. What about these other folks? That doesn't seem fair. Listen, if you understand the scriptures, I don't want fair. Fair is none of us get any at all. That's what's fair. We've all come short in the glory of God. We've all fallen. We've all in that sin nature. What's fair is none of us get anything at all. But God, in his love, you know, for God so loved the world, that world of his elect people, you see that love again. Before the very foundation of the world, he set his love upon his people. And again, where did he put his people? In Christ. So according as he had chosen us for him in the foundation of the world, that we should behold him without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. It was God's will for his people to be placed in Christ. Now, we know that the redemption took place on the cross. That was later. But if you understand God, that cannot change, cannot lie, cannot deny himself, and Jesus himself would say, I and my Father are one. Jesus cannot lie, cannot, you know, he cannot deny himself. That's safety. That's secure. So when God purposes something, and God is a God of purpose, right? We don't have a God that plans. No, we as people, we plan. we have plan A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. And sometimes we have to tack on a 1 to Z, right? Because we have to start over. No, God is a God of purpose. When he purposes something. So in that verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, according as he had chosen us. That's his purpose. Because we should be before him in love and having predestinated us into the adoption of children by himself according to the good pleasure of his will. That was God's will. And we have to understand that God is sovereign. That's another thing about some people say, well, this doesn't seem fair. God is sovereign. His will. So we have to break it down in the very plainest text I can see is God wanted us. And he has us. And has had us before the very foundation of this world. In John chapter 10, real quick, John chapter 10, I hope everybody's familiar with John chapter 10, the sheep chapter, if you will, the shepherd. In John chapter 10, verse 27, John chapter 10, verse 27 says, Jesus is speaking, it says, my sheep. Don't you love that? My sheep. Not those sheep that will be mine, not those sheep that who accept me. No, he says, my sheep. They're his already. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, some people say, well, not everybody comes to church. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Well, all of God's sheep follow him to the church house? No. Will all of God's sheep follow him in baptism? No. But they're his sheep. When he calls, they will follow. Either follow in death, go home to be with him, even if they're a baby in the womb, that never even had a chance at life. They have eternal life because they're his sheep. Because we are secure in Christ. So my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, I could say, well, I could hold something in my hand, and I've got a fairly good grip, but I'm sure somebody could force my hand open and take what I have. Or have enough people that could come around and force it open and take things out. Like I started with, we know we have locks on doors and security password, but there's always somebody that's going to find a way to break in. Jesus says, my sheep, they're his. They're his because the Father gave them to him. So they're his. And he said, no man can pluck them out of my hand. No man. No man that has been born or will be born can pluck them out of his hand. And he even goes to my Father, which gave them me. We've already talked about that, right? My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Nobody can remove us. His love was set upon a people before the very foundation of the world, before we even had a notion to say yes or no. His love was set upon a people. Now, some people want to say, well, you have to believe. Brothers and sisters, if you believe in God, that's just evidence that he's chosen you. Because you wouldn't believe in him if you weren't his. Remember, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. He knows us. He knows us individually. And those that believe those who want to follow him in baptism, those who want to be in his church, those who want to love one another, do that because they are his sheep, because they are secure in Christ. And Jesus says, "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Brothers and sisters, we are in a secure place. This world is not a secure place. This world has troubles. This world has sorrows. There's a lot of things that kick us and get us down. And there's a lot of things that can put us into those sorrows of life. There's a lot of things that's going on. There's a lot of evil. There's a lot of bad things that happen. But one thing we can hold on to, one thing that would keep us going, as you hear Brother Jamie praying, one thing that will keep us being strong, depending upon the Lord, is being know that we're secure in his love. And we can never be separated from it. Romans chapter 8. I have to go there. Romans chapter 8. I should be able to quote it by now, but I've learned my lesson. Don't quote something unless you know it. I'm still young at this, right? Romans chapter 8, verse 38. Romans chapter 8, verse 38. We talk about no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. No man is able to pluck them out of Jesus' hand. Well, some people say, well, the word says man. What about the devil? What about this? What about that? Let's read what Paul would write to secure, you know, to help us to know that we're even more secure than that. Verse 38, Paul says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature." That catch-all right there. If he left anything out, it's in there. "Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in" what? "Christ Jesus." Which is in Jesus, Christ Jesus, our Lord. Secure in Christ. So when life throws everything that they can at you, when this world and all the evil around just throws everything and you just feel like there's no way out, you feel like you're being buried, one thing we can hold on to is I'm secure in Christ. No matter what this life will throw at you, Paul would say, "I'm persuaded there is nothing, nothing that can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ." Brothers and sisters, we are in Christ. If you've ever in your life had an experience where you have felt the love of God or felt a conviction of your sins, that's evidence that before the very foundation of this world, that God the Father chose you and placed you in Christ. There's no better security than being in Christ. I don't serve a Savior that's standing in heaven, wringing his hands, hoping and pleading with the sinner to accept him. I serve a risen, conquering King that has all power. Don't diminish my Jesus, because I know through the Scriptures, through the Spirit that dwells within me, that rejoices when I read these Scriptures, that I'm secure in Christ. God the Father chose the best he had, and the best he has is the best there ever is, or ever will be. So according as he had chosen us in him, in Christ, that one day we'll be before him in love. we sang that song, what a day. What a day. You know, there's coming a day when all this will be over. All the sorrows, all the heartaches, everything that we're having to deal with on this earth will be gone, will be washed away. So let us hold on to the hope that we have in Christ. Because we're secure in Christ. May the Lord bless you.